Relationship problems, 8 Bible verses to help resolve them. If you are struggling in your relationship with your partner, you are not alone. All couples have problems at some stage of their marriage, and it takes time and hard work to prevent a marriage from failing. Relying on God when things just don't seem to work is the only solution. He must be at the center of your marriage to be able to solve any relationship problems. Trust in His plans and His ways. He will guide you along the right path. Bible verses for relationship problems. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 25. The Apostle Paul tells husbands that they are to love their wives in the same way that Christ loved the church. This is a tall order. Christ loved the church by sacrificially giving himself to die for her. While most husbands will probably not be called on to actually die for their wives, they are still called to live sacrificially for their good. In verse 27, Paul goes on to say that marriage is intended to be a sort of visual metaphor for Christ and his church. This makes the command for husbands to really love their wives even more critical. Imagine the decrease in marital issues and increase in marital harmony there would be if more husbands sacrificially loved their wives this way. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Ephesians chapter 4 verses 2 to 3. This is a part of Paul's message on Christian unity. Every saved believer, Jew or Gentile, is saved by the same faith in the same God. We are a universal family of believers in the Lord Jesus. We need to be humble, gentle, patient, and exhibit love toward one another. Corinthians 13. By cultivating these virtues, we can overcome any kind of relationship problem, even marital ones. There must be a desire to understand your partner. Being willing to actively listen to him or her can mean a breakthrough for a marriage that has reached a stalemate. It will help bind you together more closely as you travel through life. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6. Again, Paul exhorts us to trust in the Lord. God's love is vast, and he delights to do good to his children. During times of need, when the pressure from external circumstances can cause and increase the division between a husband and wife, prayer and thanksgiving to God is a good first step towards resting in the peace and contentment that God promises. Trusting in a treacherous man in time of trouble is like a bad tooth or a foot that slips. Proverbs chapter 25 verse 19. When times are difficult in a marriage, be careful where you get your advice from. Consider only speaking to close Christian friends whose wisdom you respect. They know of the Lord's promises of protection and strength. Those without faith in the Lord can only offer solutions that do not line up with God's word, however smart they may seem at the time. Talk to your spouse about important matters to alleviate stress and worry over issues facing you both. You need to work on your relationship problems together instead of leaving them to one partner to deal with. Each person needs to obedience to God their first priority in life and in the marriage. After that, it's about serving your spouse. Do two walk together unless they have agreed to meet? Amos chapter 3 verse 3. You and your partner will likely not agree on everything, but you should be generally on the same page with as much common ground between you as possible. Without this, your relationship will not move forward. By working towards the same goal, you will avoid many relationship problems. The prophet Amos understood this. Human relations have not substantially changed since his time. There will be stress and conflict in any relationship, but look to the Lord and he will guide you. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly since love covers a multitude of sins. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 8. Paul identified love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 as the fundamental fruit of the Spirit from which all other gifts and graces grow. Peter here encourages us to let it dominate our lives. This will result in hearts full of peace, improving our relationships. Peter, who had once denied the Lord with a curse, was then entrusted by him to feed his sheep and little lambs. This love for the Lord, which Peter encouraged, must be translated into a deep love for one another. So, in your relationship problems, remember these words of Peter. We are all imperfect, but must not give up loving one another. God is refining you through your suffering. You will both be stronger for it afterward. Bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all, these put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Colossians chapter 3 verses 13 to 14. Paul commands us to make allowances for each other's faults. If your partner has made you angry, stop and consider that we all have our quirks and imperfections. Show compassion and understanding, and above all, forgive them. Make things right between yourselves. Finally, don't forget that you are to love each other even as you wrestle with your relationship problems. Marriages can falter if you don't do this. Be gentle with each other and in this way become more Christ-like. Remember that the Lord laid down his life for you. Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. 1 John chapter 3 verse 18. In this verse, John teaches that action speaks louder than words. Show your significant other that you still love them through your actions. Shopping, serving them breakfast in bed, transporting the children to and from school, and other menial activities can become gestures of care and affection. This can include a fellow Christian or anyone you know who is in need. Christ's love shines through you, so let others see this. We don't serve others to be saved, but because we are saved. Our faith is shown in what we do. The Lord sees it as serving him when we serve and help others. Matthew chapter 25 verse 40. Practicing the above will go a long way toward alleviating your relationship problems with your spouse, as well as with other people. The overriding principle here is that love conquers all. Understanding this will help with your marriage or relationship problems. Don't be lazy about showing your partner how much you care for them. Even the smallest act, such as bringing your partner a cup of tea or coffee before they get out of bed, shows them that you still love and care for them deeply.